newstalk.com. This is News Talk.
New figures, literally hot off the press from the Central Statistics Office, show the number of Irish citizens returning from living abroad to living in Ireland is increasing. More than 80,000 immigrants came to Ireland last year, and 32% of those are returning immigrants. Now, this increase in those wishing to live and work here has led to a need for a resource where all the information on starting a new life in Ireland can be found, which my next guest is responsible for. His new initiative is called Moving to Ireland. He is a Kerry man turned Vancouver resident, Rory Spillane. Are you back in Kerry now, Rory?
I am, just back for 2.5 weeks.
Oh, okay, so you're still in Vancouver, are you?
Yes.
Okay, so you presumably would have witnessed all of this playing out. So when did you go to Canada?
I moved in February 2008, so I was working in finance in Dublin. I applied for a job in BlackRock. It was a Canadian company. I didn't get the job I applied for. They offered my friend the job I applied for, and then they offered me the same job in Vancouver. So off I went in February 2008, and then the Irish economy collapsed in September.
Right, okay, that didn't help.
No,
it didn't help. So when you went to Canada, was there any assistance in helping you to get there?
Not really. I had it all laid on for me, actually, because I was relocated. So everything from accommodation, visa, expenses were all covered. But I guess as I got to know more and more Irish in Vancouver, I realised they were all having the same challenges around how to get the visa, where to find the jobs, what city to choose, all the logistics. So the more research I did, the more I realised there wasn't a resource. So that's where the idea for moving to Canada came from.
And again, it's a good idea because people were doing it a lot at the time. Did you experience and witness a lot of people moving from this side of the pond to the other?
Definitely, yes. And the website was initially focused on the Irish market, but then I realised it's the same challenges people have. So we started it with focus on Irish people, and then it developed a global audience over time.
Now, look, Canada is a friendlier country than the United States. I think we can all agree on that. But you still have to tick the boxes and fill in the visa forms and all of that. How easy a transition was it for you, first of all?
Very easy for me. I think having everything laid on for you makes it easy, but there's still a lot of adapting. You have to have the right attitude when you're moving country. You have to be put a lot of energy into adapting and socialising and just understanding that things are done differently.
When you were there, you made a good living, presumably, and not just from the website, but from your financial job as well. And at what point did you notice the tide turning?
Then
people starting going, well, maybe we'll go back home now.
I think about 3 years ago, I started to get, obviously, I deal a lot with Irish people, especially I have a recruitment business as well. So a lot of it is Irish construction candidates. So watching them and hearing them say, I'm keeping an eye on things, at home. Probably about 2-3 years ago, it started picking up. And then the last 2 years, it's been very evident that,
traditionally, you'd think that moving from a country that you'd emigrated to, coming home, should be straightforward. It'll be grand. They'll have the red carpet rolled out to Shannon Airport and you'll be fine. But that hasn't been people's experience on this occasion.
Yeah, it's a false sense of security. I think you always say you're going back home, things will be grand. But you cover seven obstacles that you perceive are ahead of you, and then you don't realise there's another 3 or 4 that you haven't touched on.
Such as, what are the obstacles that people face nowadays?
A lot of logistics. A lot of people, I guess, are coming home now with the idea of buying a house, and you realise, right, the mortgages, you have to have residency here to get a mortgage in Ireland. You've car insurance, social welfare, university, rent prices.
But as an Irish citizen, are you not entitled to all that when you come back? Does it not just automatically kick in?
No, there's a lot of conditions. So like with social welfare, for example, one of my friends came back to Ireland with his wife. She was pregnant soon after, and they realised, although she'd been living here for 9 years, the fact that she'd been gone, you have to be paying PRSI for 2 years.
Your stamp, as it's affectionately
referred
to.
Yeah. So the 9 years of PRSI way back was out the window, and you're examined basically on the last 2 years.
So it's like you're walking back in to a country, even though you're entitled to be here, but they never knew about you before, kind of thing, is it?
Definitely. So there's a lot of things like that. I think a lot of it is an information problem. Everything's going to be different. You have to realise you're still moving country, whether you're returning or you're new here. You're still moving country, so you just have to. There's a lot of planning things you can put in line, like car insurance, for example. Right, they're not recognizing your foreign driving history, but there's little things you can do to plan.
But that's a huge challenge, because I know when I moved from being on a company policy for the bones of 20 years to try and take my own insurance, it was like I was a 17-year-old who just passed the driving test. It was like I didn't exist before. And it took we got around it eventually by getting letters and quotes and all that kind of stuff. But God, it was hard. And if you're coming home already with two kids in tow trying to find a house, I'd imagine it would break your heart.
Yeah, and it's heartbreaking if you haven't thought of it, right? So that's, I guess, our main goal with the website is to put the ideas in people's head that these are the four or five things that you haven't really thought about, right?
So we have the house insurance, or sorry, the car insurance. We have the social welfare. What are the other things on the list?
University access to free university is a big one. So it's not just the parents coming home deciding to upskill or do a postgrad or change their career. But if they're coming back with teenage kids, for example, you have to be, I believe you have to reside in Ireland for 3 of the last 5 years to qualify for free tuition.
But hold on a second. If the child, for example, did their full primary education in St. Gublin's National School and they went for 4 or 5 years to Canada and came back home, surely they have to recognise the facts that they are Irish and were already part of the Irish education system.
There is elements if they have previous schooling history, but then a lot of the time it can come down to, I believe the rule around that is three years in the last five. So if you've been gone...
That's like a divorce.
Yeah.
I think divorce is 4 out of the last 5 years. This is 3 out of the last 5 years.
So there's a lot of those things. If you're aware of it, it's grand. You know,
so with those people, for that teenager, they'd have to pay for full education. So full fees, not just the £3,000 registration fee.
You can actually be treated as a non-EU if they've been away for long enough. So if you're dealing with a family that haven't gone for 10 years, there's a chance that their kids haven't set foot in the Irish schooling system.
Okay, so that's education as a problem. What else?
Rent prices, but that's a universal problem, right? That's going to impact everyone. But I think, again, information, if you're aware that rent here is probably similar to Hong Kong and Sydney, right?
Yeah. And what about health insurance? I mean, obviously, you can pay for it and that's grand. And they may look at your previous insurance in the country you're coming back from. But do you automatically get entitlement to the public health system, for example?
I believe social welfare, you're deemed a habitual resident.
Okay.
There are certain conditions around
that. So they'll allow you to do that?
For example, if you're deemed as continuing your residence in Ireland, you get access to certain benefits like child benefits, job seekers allowance and certain things like that.
Are you getting a lot of queries to the website from people who want to come back?
Definitely, yeah. So we only went live last week. So a lot of it is kind of fly in the wall research in terms of forums. We interact with Crosscare Migrant Project. They're an NGO in Dublin dealing with people on the front line. So it's a mix, right? As in a lot of them, they're coming back from Canada, the UK, continental Europe, the US. And it's an information issue. And our idea is if we can put all the information in the right place and poke them and say, have you thought about this issue? Then it just makes it a lot easier for them.
Look,
to be...
this is an eye opener for me, because I assumed you got off the plane and everything. It was grand. You were like Donald Trump with the harp player, that they're delighted to see you, and you're just integrated back into the system. When I read the CSO, the numbers, and it just contextualizes in it, the language they use of the 56,300 people who emigrated from Ireland in the year to. April, 50% believed to be Irish nationals, so that's 50% going out. But while the 90,000 people immigrated, 31.5% were returning Irish nationals. So they lump the Irish nationals in with the Americans, the Canadians, the people from maybe Britain, Nigeria, Romania, Russia. The Irish national thing doesn't count for much, does it?
Yeah, well, I think it's tough, right? As in if you, especially those that had to leave, right? As in some people left by choice, some people had to leave. And I think it's a bit of a kick in the teeth when they realise.
But they were bitter when they left. And if they're trying to come back now, the state has given them another kick on the way back in the door. I mean, that's a bit rich.
Yeah, and there's things, you have the Indicon report from the Irish government. They're actively working, they're aware of a lot of these issues, but it's going to take time. And I guess we just see moving to Ireland as in it'll help improve awareness, and at least the information helps them plan and decision make.
Some of the texts that are coming into us, Rory. Ireland welcomes its returning young people like hell it does, screwed at every turn. Someone else says, when you live abroad, you live alone in the big city, but you come home and with the cost of rent, you end up living at home with your parents. That's a real block. Yeah, if you're going to be in your 20s or early 30s and you've had the life of Riley in New York or Toronto or Vancouver, coming back into the box room and, you know, mom and dad, with the best intentions of the world, looking over your shoulder, that's not a great way to incentivize people to return, because the likelihood would be they're going to be struggling to find any type of accommodation that's even remotely like what they had before.
Definitely. There's a lot of emotion surrounded with returning home, right? A lot of people, what we've seen, I heard a lot of stories, people, they come back and then they realize it's not for them. They're only coming back because they're homesick. So they might be.
And they're entitled to be homesick. They're right to be homesick if they didn't want to leave in the first place. But they've formed their life somewhere else.
Exactly. They might be better off coming back for an extended holiday instead of moving back here, right?
Yeah. Someone else says, should the government not be making it as easy as possible to move home? It was returning immigrants of the 80s coming back in the 90s and noughties who resurrected this country. Well, kind of died afterwards again. We're in perpetual resurrection cycle. But you'd think, I mean, that we need nurses.
Definitely.
And if you've got a nurse who has been in Australia or Canada, they're hardly going to be rushing home for a mediocre salary and when they have more chance of career progression at home when they're away.
Yeah.
It's a real issue. It's the basics of life. Car insurance, finding a place to live. The emotion draws you home, but the practicality of it really keeps you from doing it. Someone else says, my wife and I came home from the US last year. It's been very disappointing. Very little support for those coming back. I've been driving for 37 years, the last 20 of it in the States. I drove in Ireland for the first 12 years and every year since then went back on holiday. It's disgusting to force people like my wife and I and others who drive in countries with the same strict disciplines as driving in Ireland to force us to learn how to drive again and sit driving tests, like many other obstacles, but that one is really demeaning. It also hikes up insurance costs. Not sure we'll stay. Very disappointing and let down. Do you have to sit the driving test again? And maybe they must have maybe learnt in the States and became drivers in the States, and then it was difficult coming back home. But like, that's a bit mad that you have to tell someone to sit a driving test.
Yeah, the US is one of those black spots with that regulation. They actually have to sit down, or they have to go through, I believe, is between six and 12 lessons to relearn to drive. Whereas in some of the provinces in Canada, you just exchange it straight away going back. I believe Ireland, Australia as well. So there's a lot of challenges, and I hope the government ups their game in terms of facilitating these basic issues, right?
Now, as someone who's done it, and you've every intention of staying in Canada by all accounts, do you, Rory?
For the time being, in a way, yeah.
Just cover the bases in case the family are listening, for the time being. Would this put you off? I mean, you started this as a business enterprise, but as an Irish citizen, when you lifted the rock, were you surprised by what you found?
Definitely surprised, but I think at the end of the day, you're moving country, and the same priorities you had when you left the country aren't necessarily priority. You know, like, for example, you know, you have a family now, as in, for example, you left as a single person, you settled down in Australia, and now you have a family. There's a lot of things. It's an information problem. I think it's just being aware of what costs are and being able to plan accordingly and putting the paper trail in place, right, 12 months before you move, because a lot of these things can be done remotely. And as I mentioned, hopefully, I'd love to hear more from these people, and hopefully the government can start upping their game in terms of facilitating this.
You see, there's so many other pots in the boil. They won't have spotted this, and it'll be too late by the time they realise that we have an available workforce willing to come back, but there's too many obstacles in the way. Peter says the government only wants the rich back. I don't know about that, and how many would describe themselves as rich coming back. It's like we're not quite at Philadelphia Here We Come style of wealth generation, or at least theory of it. Above all of this, Rory, what's the Irish community like in Canada right now? Is it as vibrant as it would have been 5-6 years ago, or is there that yearning, that growing yearning to come home?
The Irish population in Canada has never been so big. So I would say, like, Vancouver and Toronto are definitely at peak immigration levels for Irish people. What's happening is...
Is it sustainable, though? I mean, can the Canadian economy support that level of influx of people who are there for a specific reason, it be construction or whatever? I mean, will that still be the case in 5-6 years' time?
Definitely with Canada. Then Canada expects to welcome a million immigrants over the next 3 years. So it's a huge country, small population, only 34 million people. So they actively seek immigrants. So they've a merit-based system where basically all candidates are ranked against each other and they get to choose who to go. So Canada are bringing in, they basically bring in the people they want, bring in the smart people that they want for the jobs that are needed.
Which is what Donald Trump says he wants to do, but I don't see the Canadians rushing to build a wall. Ronan, who describes himself as newly established in Cork, we are returning immigrants, especially with foreign partners and foreign-born kids. It's usually complicated to get set up. I'm glad I was on an Irish contract while away for the last 10 years. Otherwise, hassle with sourcing PPS numbers and social benefits from scratch on top of complications of moving house and the utter madness of car insurance, it would just be ridiculous. And I think the texter about the driving test said, I actually did my driving test here and drove for 12 years before moving away, and they insisted on making me learn to drive again. Yeah. Oh man, that's extremely stressful. What's the website if people have family in Canada that they want to get in contact with you? What's your own website? Yeah.
So it's Moving to Ireland. It's the number two. That's a crucial thing. So moving to Ireland.
.ie.com?
Oh, sorry, .com.
There you have it. Very important part of the end. Very good. All right. Rory Spillane, founder of Moving to Ireland and indeed Moving to Canada. Thank you very much indeed for joining us.